I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Schope and the Bulldog.
And he fires it downfield into the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown Buffalo.
I think he really just played a little bit more free today and executed again at a high level.
Josh comes up throwing, fires, look to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. It is Dawson Knox went up high and brought it in for the Buffalo touchdown. Guns it into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown, Buffalo.
You know, we preach all the time, takeaways, takeaways. We do it in practice, and today we have some opportunities.
Caught at the 45-yard line. It is Logan Thomas, spins away from a couple of Bills, and the ball comes out, loose ball. Looks like it's recovered by the Bills. Pocket collapsing around him, can't get rid of it, now he does. Picked off, intercepted by Poyer at the 40, the 30, and he gets hit from behind and dropped. Dances away from pressure, gonna throw it as he's on the run. Picked off, intercepted, Micah Hyde gets it, and he is cut down at the 17-yard line.
Felt pretty good in terms of just getting the ball out, seeing the defense, what they were doing early on. It takes 11 guys out there, and we were pretty much all on the same page throughout the game. You know, and we got a Houston Texans team next week and got to put forward our best effort and game plan really well this week and try to go execute for that.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
There you go. There's your song, tied for the top point differential. What happened? What do you mean tied? They were first.
Well, Denver played the Jets, so.
But they were first, and they won by a lot. I had a bet with my father-in-law that they wouldn't win by more than 21, and I lost. I feel like 21 is usually a safe number.
Usually, you know.
Usually is. You know. Not with this team.
Nope.
Denver, so Denver is the other one tied?
Denver, plus yeah. 50. Giants, Jaguars, Jets. That's the rapids the Broncos have run so far in these first three weeks of the season.
That's a lazy river, if I've ever heard one.
Oh, you too. Look at this already. The metaphors. It's 5 minutes into the week. Not even.
5 minutes.
I know. Not even. It's just 3:05. I don't know.
Boy, Jay's going to fly by.
They say our show starts at 3. Sometimes it starts at like 3:03. Actually, almost always. Yes, CBS had a graphic. I watched a lot of the late games, like all the late games I watched a little bit of, and they had a graphic up for Denver. It said, winter is coming, with a picture of their schedule. Starting with the Ravens, and they're favored to beat Baltimore this week. -1, Denver. But yeah, it gets tougher. The Bills' schedule is not hard, Bulldog. It is not.
No, it's not.
They are.
They've got this little like couple of weeks, you know, Kansas City, Tennessee on the road, both in primetime, back to back. That's tough. Those are two teams that have, you know, recently been in the, well, I mean, we know the Chiefs, the Titans have been a super strong team too for a few years here. And maybe not super strong, but whatever. But yeah, I mean, the quarterback injuries have sort of, I mean, the Bills caused one of them. They got to play Brissett for most of last week's game. Fitz getting hurt, they get Heinicke. Tyrod's out, you get Davis Mills. So I can take my shot at Denver, but the Bills have had a pretty soft quarterback schedule. Even Roethlisberger,
yeah,
in week one is like a broken down.
That poor guy.
I mean, that is just not. This is not looking good. So
did you watch the
Bills have not exactly played like a gauntlet either.
So. No, they have not. And just they have a lot of games coming up. Jets twice, Dolphins at home, Jacksonville, where you just expect them to be big favorites. Did you watch the funny old-timey Roethlisberger montage today?
Ruiz? I saw one highlight of him throwing like a little shovel pass and then falling over.
Yeah.
I assume that was probably a part of any larger highlight package from yesterday's game, but I did not see whatever it is you're referring to.
This thing was maybe a little less than 2 minutes long, Steven Ruiz, and I couldn't get through it. It was so painful. It's not even my team. I don't even like them. Like, it's just, it was so painful. I could not get through it. There was a clip where they had 4th and 10 at the 11. It must have been late in the game. They were losing. The Steelers had something like 4th and 10 at the 11. He takes the, he's always in the shotgun, Roethlisberger. He takes the snap and just almost immediately just flew it out to the right to Harris in the backfield. Like, just got rid of it. And he's not even open. Like, Harris had no chance. 4th and 10. It's not quite throwing the ball away on 4th down or, you know, whatever Edwards did. Did he do that? Maybe if Bledsoe did that once and maybe Edwards. What did Edwards do in Green Bay?
Edwards threw up through. Yeah, he had a give up on a 4th down at Green Bay, and then he was cut the next day.
Here's Ben Roethlisberger, though, Super Bowl winner. 2-time Super Bowl winner. Like, Hall of Famer. 4th and 10, losing to the Bengals at home. Takes a snap. Ah! Just, it was too painful. I could not watch the whole. It was 2 minutes.
Yeah. That sounds like the little clip that I saw. Does he fall after he delivers the ball? Okay.
No, that's the thing. There were like 20 of these plays where he's tripping on himself and just like he throws an interception. Lebatard showed one in slow motion where he's running forward. You see this one, Joe?
Yes.
And he just fires it right into the gut of a Bengal who's like 3 yards in front of him. The ball just sticks to him for an interception. And then Roethlisberger, like in one motion, he throws this pass. The Bengal guy right in front of him catches it. And one motion, he dives at him, right, to try to tackle him. That didn't work.
Right.
Just, oh, my God. What do you do there?
What a sad state.
What do you do there? I don't know. They did. Yeah, they should have done it already, but
It seems. You need a time machine, I think, to fix anything there. You need to go back and start over and maybe donate this year to starting over and finding out who your quarterback's going to be. But they're in trouble, I think.
Wow. And they won here. That's starting to look really weird already.
Yes, yes.
You know?
They should trade for Garoppolo. That's what they should do.
That guy. I met you, actually, with your ideas.
That was only my second best Steeler idea of the day after Cam Newton for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, just one more thing on them, if we might. Joe and I were talking about Pittsburgh, and he mentioned Newton, and like he said something like, "What would the fans want in Pittsburgh? Would the fans like he's a legend, right? It's pretty gross right now, but what would the fans want? Would the fans want him benched?" And Joe mentioned Eli Manning, and so remember how angry everybody got when Eli Manning was benched, and he had a streak that mattered in that conversation. You might remember Bulldog. I hated that so much. I hated the criticism of it. Here's Eli Manning, who was bad for years. And, like, the coach can't take him out, really? And the coach just got destroyed for taking him out. So then he goes back in. The streak is broken, but he goes back in eventually. I think the difference is that the Steelers are always good. And that Giants team was not good, and most Giants teams are not good anymore. Like, it's for – Manning had the Super Bowls just like Roethlisberger has, so I get the comparison. It's just I think the Steelers – like the fan base overall is thinking, how do we win this year?
Right. I mean, we won 12 games. Roethlisberger, sure, he looked like he was in decline, but he still threw for a good amount of yards, and we won a lot of games. So, like, let's roll it back again and try. And I mean, it doesn't look like it's going very well at all. So I don't know. You would definitely have, I think, a split. I can't begin to guess, you know, what side would be the majority, but there would be people that want to hang on kicking and screaming to the Roethlisberger era. You know, like don't treat him this way. He came back for less money, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, that probably will be pretty hot starting today and go on until he actually has a decent game and proves that he can still play NFL quarterback at any kind of competent level, because he looks absurdly bad.
Do you know what they have this week?
I don't.
At the Packers. Late game. I mean, we'll probably see that game, right? Pittsburgh at Green Bay on Sunday. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to stall anything. Like, it was another just amazing performance by the Bills here. 2 weeks in a row, blowout wins. I mean, I guess they don't by themselves lead the league in point differential anymore. And I'll just have to live with that and accept that, I guess. But just wow, right? Just wow. Was there? I remembered one thing from yesterday's game. Was there like a moment during it? Because like right away, they're the superior team. It got a little bit close, but really never stayed close. Like the whole day was kind of a, you know, kind of a formality, it turned out. Was there like an LOL moment for you in this game, or just a, oh my God? You know how they have those games where, like last week was also one of them, where your team is just so much better than the other team, it's almost funny at times. I don't know. It's not really exactly what I'm describing, but we talked last week a few times about how you hate Washington.
Yeah.
Right? Like especially it gets that way if you're playing a team that you just hate, Miami or Washington for you, just like, oh, this feels good. You think about how like mad Washington would be, or just embarrassed, you know, that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the Bills won that AFC championship 51-3, and the best part was when they would show Al Davis. And just, you sit there, you're just looking at Al Davis, just have to sit there in the stadium and watch that. Like, holy cow, is that a good feeling for a sports fan. Yesterday, I'm fine. I'm just sort of normal. And then they showed Jack Del Rio. I'm like, oh, yeah. Jack Del Rio. This is fun now. Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Because that guy, you know, that guy's kind of a, just a
With that in mind, I could have used a Daniel Snyder. I don't even know if he was there or not. I don't know if he travels to the away games or not, but I don't recall having seen him on the broadcast yesterday afternoon. So I don't know if I just missed out on that. I don't know. There were some pretty bad plays. The Hyde interception, it just looked like a play. Like as the quarterback is efforting to make that throw, this isn't going to end well. It just looked like he's and they showed an end zone replay of that, and you can see Hyde sort of lurking behind someone, and he just sort of is watching the quarterback, and it just looked like the easiest. I mean, I'm sure Micah Hyde would maybe beg to differ that it wasn't the easiest play ever, but by NFL standards, where you get like guys doing things every week, every game, that you're like, wow, did you see that? This was just like men and boys. It looked like to mm-hmm. me, like Hyde's just he's gonna throw it right to the okay, I'm gonna go get it. It's boom, done, interception. Thanks for coming. But no, I didn't have like a comedic relief, you know, seeing someone, you know, or anything like that. But it, you know. They had a tough day.
Yes,
and I didn't mind at all. I enjoyed it thoroughly because they're gross.
Washington.
It's not the players. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Whatever.
Organization.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad person for thinking of it like this. Like maybe the best part of 51-3 wasn't looking at Al Davis or yesterday's game, thinking about Jack Del Rio. I just love that feeling when you think about the other team. Your team is winning and just dominating. You think about the other team and just like what is in their heads about this. Like here's Jack Del Rio. He's been in the NFL for 40 years, right? And he's there. He's just somehow patched together this coaching career. I don't know. I don't know what he knows. But here he is, the defensive coordinator against Allen and the Bills. And what is going through his head in the middle of that game? We have no idea what to do. I have no idea what to do. I've got nothing. Do you ever think about when coaches might think that before games? Like, what are the chances that Del Rio, in this case, you know, walking up to this game yesterday would have felt that way? Like, we are in huge trouble today. You know? Like, the way they talk and represent is never like that. It's never – they always have some – there's always hope. There's always – some plan, you know, the game plan, and just here's what we're gonna try to do. Then you get into a game and it doesn't work at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think at this level you probably don't really get that. It's the NFL. You've got four first round picks on your defensive line. You might just be you watched what Pittsburgh did to them on opening day, and you might just think I'm gonna win up front. And, you know, if that doesn't happen, then I might be in some trouble and we're going to have to do this or this or that maybe. But I don't think in the NFL, I mean, it's not like you are, you know, a lower conference, getting the payday to go play, you know, at Michigan or something. You're in the NFL. You've got, you know, so I doubt that even when the head hits the pillow, you're thinking we're screwed. I mean, you've got things you are definitely worried about. I mean, I would think that job is, at any level of coaching, is full of worry. Like, I've got to get, you know, this guy right, that guy right. I got to have the right plan, all that kind of stuff, risk, reward, all that. But I would be surprised if a coach at that level is thinking we're going to get our asses kicked today going into the game. I just don't. I don't think you as a competitor can even – and I know, like
that's
you're
right.
saying
– That's right.
Yeah, I don't think you can allow yourself to even think that. You know, I think that's – on the outside, we can go, man, that team's going to get curb stomped today. And we're not always right.
No. Nope.
And that's a reason why I think a coach – would never even want to let that creep in. I'm not saying it never happens.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that point. Like, they would want to resist it. But, you know, in real life, they would recognize when they have that sort of issue. Like, they would know so much more than we ever know about the details in matchups and, you know, this guy's actually hurt, but you don't know that. And so this matchup is a problem. And, okay, like, just, I can't figure out here what I'm going to do to account for that. I don't have the player. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, yes, I think to be your best competitor, you want to just block that out. But it might not be always possible to do that. And you get into this game, and, you know, I can imagine a defensive coach playing against the Bills just be like, oh, well, Well, I guess we could try to blitz. I guess we could try this. Maybe we should try this, do this, do this. Then it just sort of just blows by you. But yeah, right. Like, it doesn't always, you have a mismatch. NFL is not like that. College is sometimes, but
right.
You don't have, like, mismatches. What's a mismatch? Bills, Texans. That line is 17. Joe just tweeted the 10 biggest point spreads in Bills history when the Bills have been favored. They are 3-7 against the spread in those 10 games. All but one of them is in the Super Bowl years. And I'm looking at this list going, like, I went to that game. I went to these Colt and Patriot games. Like, the worst games on the schedule were home against Indianapolis, early 90s, home against New England, right? Like, McPherson was the Patriot coach there, or Rod Rust, and their quarterback was always different. Ramsey. They had Doug Flutie once, and they were just never good in those years until Bledsoe. Colts, same thing, you know. Frank Cush, is that somebody?
And yes, Ron Frank Meyer. Cush is somebody, yes. Eventually, Jeff George,
right? This first game on the list, the Bills were a 20-point favorite in 1991 against Indianapolis. I remember where I sat in the stadium that day.
That's the opener in 91?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking of 90. 90. They opened at home against the Colts.
Right,
yeah,
right. This is week 7, apparently.
Okay.
I remember where I sat in the stadium, like low end zone, not the tunnel end, but the other end, the scoreboard end. And, like, I had the box score from this game up, 42-6. I replaced it with a different game, but, like, Jim Kelly threw 4 passes, then went out. It was like one of those college games where,
wow,
it's just a mess. 20, you know, 8 quick points or something, and the whole game. It would have been somewhat like yesterday, where you're just like, it's a party as a fan. You're just there, you've got your beer, and, you know, it's just like so much fun. There's no stress.
Right.
And that probably was a little bit how yesterday felt. So a bunch of Colt and Patriot games on that list. You know, Bulldog's got something going on there.
No, that's not me.
That's not you?
I could hear that. I heard
oh,
that
sorry.
Too. I don't know what that was. That was not coming from here.
Some other conversation. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what Houston stacks up. All those games where they're favored by 14 to 20 points, 9 out of 10 are in the Super Bowl years. The other one is Miami here 2 years ago when the Dolphins started Ryan Fitzpatrick. And they looked like they might be winless, that kind of season. They weren't. Mm-hmm. But that game was close here, though. The Dolphins had the lead at halftime in that game, and it was not easy for the Bills. But they were a 17-point favorite that day.
Right. That would have been the season where they were tanking for Tua.
Oh, tanking for Tua.
Is that right?
Yep.
I think that's right. Yeah.
How did that go, by the way?
They ended up getting.
They got him.
At
it worked.
Five. Yeah. Right. And yeah, not good so far. Yeah.
Joe thinks, he was saying to me, like, he thinks he's not going back in. Right? You said that?
Yes. Watching that game yesterday, just Brissett, of all people, making passes that I couldn't imagine Tua making.
Right. But tying the game at the end of regulation on fourth down.
It's really almost good. Just even like the ball velocity. Like Brissett just throws it so much faster than Tua does. Like, I don't know. Every time the ball left his hands, I felt like, okay, this is going to be completed.
I guess I was never watching when they threw the ball. Because all I saw Miami do was be behind and run the ball up the middle. That's all I ever saw them do.
They did do that a lot, yeah.
First thing, that touchdown he scored was on fourth down after they got stuffed three times. Like, they couldn't do anything on offense. They covered. I don't know. It's a miracle. Like, that was one for me. I missed the other ones. But, why is Miami 3.5 at the Raiders the way they look? And they ended up, it was sort of lucky, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's all luck. All of it's lucky. Would you give 17 to the Texans? Would you give 17?
I don't know. I mean, it's just such a, you know, do I have to do it? If I had to pick the game, I think I would lay the 17.
I think I would too.
But I it's a game, like, you know, for what we do when we pick, you know, four NFL games, I probably won't go near it. I very rarely. I like having fun picking the big, stupid college spreads. You know, like Georgia this week -35.5 or whatever they were, like, fine. They win 62-0. I like doing that. In the NFL, I'm a little leery of anything that gets, you know, much over 10.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's you know, you get a game or two every week. That's a pretty crooked score. But mostly it's a you know, under 10-point league, I think it seems to me.
Houston is the buster side. Losing, I mean, they're bad, and that was reestablished Thursday night, losing to Carolina. And here are the Bills just blowing out. I mean, Miami and Washington are not even bad teams. And they're winning 35-0 and 43-21. It's going to be a little bit tough to take Houston. I said that about this spread. I wasn't on the Bills yesterday, but the spread was kind of interesting last week with 9.5. I'm like, wow, I mean, that's a pretty good number. We're talking about whether Josh Allen is sort of has regressed and what are the Bills. But it's dangerous to bet against a team that can score like they do. You know, and here was a game against, a decent opponent where it just, again, like right away yesterday, it was over. It was over early. Well, here we go. Another week. We've got the Texans next, and okay. They get paid too.
That's a thing to say.
The big thing yesterday is the Chiefs. And maybe Baltimore, maybe Pittsburgh, you know, to whatever extent you consider these other teams contenders with the Bills in the AFC, damn, Cleveland had a good day.
Yeah.
But
nine sacks or something, right? I mean,
9 sacks, 1 net passing yard allowed. One of the worst ever days in the NFL was the Bears on offense yesterday. Just terrible. Another team that you just have to hate because they just seem like they just have no idea, the Bears. But I'm sure they'll be on primetime again soon, though.
Can't wait.
Just a matter of time.
Well, Nick Foles is going to save the day now, maybe, so.
Yeah, that could actually really happen. Don't let him get away with this. Justin Fields hurt his hand. They asked Fields about it. He's like, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to be an injury that puts him on the sideline if that's what happens.
Yes, let's turn to Nick Foles, who was standing on the sidelines yesterday watching, saying very clearly on video, I mean, you can't know 100%, but I feel like 99% sure that what I saw was him going, this offense just doesn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't see that video?
No, I didn't see that.
There's video. I think he's standing next to Dalton. Dalton, I think, is in street clothes, and Foles is standing there. And I'll find it and retweet
it.
Let's suit him up right away.
What do the Chiefs seem like right now after their second loss in a row? We'll talk about them. We'd love to have you join us on the Bills win and a look at the AFC. How do you look at it? 803-0550. is the number. Buffalo Bills football Monday. We'll have Eric Wood coming up in a little over 30 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with Sneaky Joe. This is WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is my third organization in 3 years, and the thing is, like, you got to prove yourself all the time. You know, when I was in Denver, the fans knew what I could do. And so, you know, to come to this fan base and prove myself and show everybody what I can do, it feels good.
That is Emmanuel Sanders. What a play to open the scoring yesterday. Great play by Allen, sort of a classic kind of Allen play. And the catch is insane to me. I love, here's Sanders sprinting to the sideline. He's got to know where that is. He's running out of room. He's able to get to the ground and catch that ball. There's no question like about it either. A receiver might think about, like, not only do I have to catch it, I got to make it look like I caught it. You know, it's got to be, I don't want them taking this thing away from me. Like I trapped it or anything like that. Show the ball. Show your hands under the ball. And so he just does a great job there. I mean, this is a play. If he stays healthy, this is such a nice add by them. Mm-hmm. And we had Brown, who was a nice player. Injuries got the better of him. We know the Bills have wanted Sanders for years, maybe, other times. And we know that they had Gabriel Davis, who had a nice rookie season. I mean, impressive. 7 touchdowns, and he was relevant. But they still went and added Sanders over him. And Davis is again this year, I mean, barely ever gets the ball, 1 or 2 times a game. What first good play of yesterday's game was Gabriel Davis. It's the last time he was throwing the ball. Last week he didn't have any. So we said it all summer. Like Sanders, you had to know he was going to be important to them. It wasn't like that much of a thing to say. And now he's in better chemistry, all that stuff. Really, his first really good day for them.
Yeah, it's early in the year here still. We'll see. But, I mean, every time we talked about this, like Joe was big on Davis as the fantasy value on the Bills because of the touchdowns. And I agreed with that and thought these guys, they're all older. Well, especially Beasley and Sanders. So Davis, maybe he'll get reps and, you know, in favor of those guys just to keep them sort of on a pitch count so that they're fresh later in the year. That has not really happened at all so far through 3 games. Again, it's early. Like, maybe we'll get into the meat of the season and we'll see more of that. Like, I don't think Davis is you know, I'm not worried about him having a lost year or anything, but so far, the idea of him getting lots of action in favor of one of those two guys, Sanders or Beasley, is not really happening. Those guys are on the field a lot.
Right on. 803-0550 for your thoughts. We have Eric Wood today, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Mike Schoep in the Bulldog. I've got some fun stats on Sanders for later with the career he's had. He's had a very interesting career. He's been on 3 Super Bowl teams, 3 different franchises. And you know what? Maybe it's 4. Maybe it's going to be 4. Here's Kevin with us. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
The only thing I worry about this game coming up is one of those trap games before a big game. There's one of those games that can sucker you into thinking, oh boy, KC's next. They're not doing that good at 1-2. And then Houston, well, not spanks us, but gives us a, like, what in the world's going on that Houston beat us? You know, any one of those type of games?
Well, I've got good news for you, Kevin.
What?
There's no such thing.
No?
I mean, it's a very competitive league, and sometimes better teams lose, but it's... There's no trap game business. Sometimes players think there is, but you don't have to worry about that. Statistically, that is a thing that's just a myth. You know, teams like the Bills and games against teams like the Texans don't lose any more often, you know, than they should. So there it is. Now you can sleep better.
Can I bring up something else real fast?
I'm not doing anything.
Something else real fast, guys.
Sure, go ahead, Kevin.
I'm not doing anything else.
Of all the interviews, this has nothing to do with the Bills in this case. The interviews that Bill Belichick has done after a loss is absolutely laughable and the most pathetic and sappy interview I've ever seen. And that's after the 2 losses to the Giants, the loss to the Eagles and the Philly special. I mean, that was absolutely him going, like sounding like he was like a total doofus. It was actually laughable, enjoyable because they lost. But actually laughable. I didn't know how I didn't wet my pants laughing.
Okay. Thank you.
We got that cleaned up, Kevin. Good. Yep.
Yeah. Belichick will be insufferable this week.
Yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah. I did see – I only saw 1 clip from his post game yesterday. My wife happened to be in the room while it was played during Sunday Night Football, the pregame show what is that called? Football Night in America. And I didn't go back and look at it again. I wasn't paying super close attention, but it seemed like he was asked a legitimate question and didn't answer at all and just made some sounds. And my wife said, "What in the world was that?" And I said, "I don't even know." And then I left the room to go get some chili or something. Like I didn't just sit with it, but it seemed like maybe he had an awkward post-game presser yesterday.
That can fly. You don't actually just – you don't even use words?
Yeah.
Just make noises?
I'm not 100% sure that's what happened, but that's what it seemed like. Again, I was, you know, whatever. I was doing something else while it was on, and she happened to be paying attention and just asked me, "What in the world was that?" I'm like, I'm not real sure. He can be kind of a jerk after losses.
What about the state of that team right now? Like, they lose to the Dolphins, by a point, which with each week looks worse. I mean, watch what the Bills did to the Dolphins. And then they beat the Jets, which might not be anything. Holy cow, the Jets can't even score.
Yeah.
The quarterback's throwing picks constantly. You see the you saw the clip of Nick Foles. You see the clip of the one Jet play where they had three receivers to the right and they all ran the same route, like 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, just like following each other to the middle of the field, you know, 2-3 steps, then a quick left, and they're just like in line, and the Broncos don't have to do anything. They're just standing there, and I don't know, Wilson might have gotten sacked or something.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing? So New England loses to Miami at home, beats the Jets, which that might be the worst team in the league again, and then loses to New Orleans, pick six, another one that almost was. Ugh.
Yeah, they might be in real trouble. I mean, it's funny. Like, I didn't watch that game was on opposite the Bills games. I didn't watch a single minute of it. I saw a couple of highlights here or there. Afterward, the vibe I got was Mac Jones played pretty well. There was some bad luck there. Like, he's doing a lot of good things and just like hang in there. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how right that is. But I heard it and saw it a couple of different places. Maybe on Football Night in America even was one of the places that I heard that. And so, you know, maybe they're not hopeless, but it's not going well, obviously.
No.
Offensively, they're not really doing much at all.
Now it's Tampa. Joe, do you have his record without Brady, like, committed to memory?
It was 10 games below 500, I think, 2 weeks ago.
So now it's 10?
So now it would be 12.
Well, they won.
No, they won.
Week
they
two.
Beat the Jets.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So it'd be still be 10, yes.
That's not great. The way New Orleans has looked, to lose to New Orleans at home like that.
Winston threw 128 passing yards.
Again? He throws a touchdown. He's getting hauled down.
That prayer,
Winston.
Yeah.
The Patriots, man. I just found it, just as a person, like, I wanted to be interesting. If they're all terrible... Well, you know, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. It's just I want it to be interesting, though, this division, this season. You know, I want it to be interesting.
Yeah.
And I know. Fine.
I don't need the division to be that interesting. You know, the conference will be interesting enough, I think. I guess.
I'll probably.
Worry about that.
Probably. Yeah. Nico is with us. Hello, Nico.
Hi, guys. First of all, that Belichick press conference was hilarious. I'd second that notion from the last guy. But I really want to talk about the Chiefs. I think they're going to Philly next week. If they somehow get taken down there, like, what do you guys think in terms of the standings? How many games do you think we need on them, let's say, like, before week 7 or 8 to really feel confident about the one seed?
Oof, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing, but you're going to play them first.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you want to feel confident about your lead on them. Beat them. Like, that's a great place to start. We'll see. I mean, I didn't like them yesterday with the number. I picked against them, you know, laying 7 points. I don't. You know, it's not stunning to me that the Chargers beat them, but they're still moving the ball like crazy. Like, they made some mistakes yesterday and turned it over, and, you know, they end up getting beat at the gun just about, right? I mean,
yep.
So I'm not – they've been walking a real tightrope here for going back into last year for many games in a row, and so they've gotten burned a couple times now. I don't know that means that there's a crisis going on there. I mean, it's nice that you have a game lead on them, but I'm not ready to write them off at all. Like, they're – to me – the offense is still humming. They just, again, they turned it over a couple times, I think, in Charger territory yesterday. I think that they're still – they still deserve to be highly respected, I would say.
Oh, yeah. In terms of the standings, though, if they win in Philadelphia, they are a 6-point favorite or so on the road, I believe I saw. Philadelphia has yet to play this week. They play tonight. If they win in Philadelphia and the Bills beat Houston, you'll have a 1-game lead going there. And if you win that game, it's 2 and the tie.
Right.
So with the Bills' schedule, I would say a win in Kansas City already would make them a pretty good favorite to finish at or above Kansas City. And all you have to be is at because of the win.
Right.
If the Chiefs lose to the Eagles, then it's even more this. But I still, I mean, that's where you are. And if you lose to them, and then say you're both 3-2, they've got you on ties, and they'll probably win 12 or 13 games, you know. So then it'll be more like you got to win them all. It'll feel more like the Bills will have to win them all. Now, the lesson or the point is what? That's big? We know that game is big. Like, right. That's always right. been true.
It's big, literally big in the standings. It's big emotionally, just to, you know, for them to show that, like, look, we can do this. You know, I don't know that they need that affirmation, but I mean, speaking for myself as a member of the fan base, I could use them to look good against Kansas City here at some point. So that would be nice in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, Sunday night, we just talked about New England for a minute. Sunday night is Tampa Bay at New England, and that is going to be one of the most talked about regular season games maybe ever. Like, Brady going there is a game that probably most of us would have never thought we'd see, him playing for someone else and then going there. It happens. Manning did it. Like, it happens. But here is Brady off a Super Bowl win with the Buccaneers against a Patriots team that looks kind of crappy. Sunday night is just going to be awesome. You can't miss that game. And I was thinking about how within that, there'll be the one or two or three times where NBC comes back from commercial and there are the Bills and Chiefs helmets. And it's Al Michaels telling you, next week, Arrowhead. And this is nice, too. So I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that graphic, that music behind it, right? And then Al Michaels pumping up Sunday night, week 5. Eric Wood coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Buffalo Bills Football Monday here on WGR.
I think we had two or three timeouts, if I remember correctly, on the clock there with 30-some seconds. So those are situations that we spent a lot of time on in practice. And so I praise our players. They were extremely calm. I thought Josh really got into a good rhythm. And then with 6 seconds left, that's a situation we've been in before as well. So felt like it was the right decision to take one more play and then go kick the field goal and execute it at a high level.
AKA make it. The Bills pedal down. Even late in the first half, deep in their own end, already ahead in the game. Like it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Eric Wood coming up.
Especially the extra little play that you just said there with 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you could talk yourself into, you know, a lot of what could go wrong, right? I mean, you want to be in better field goal range, but you're in field goal range. You got a kicker with a big leg. Botch a snap, tipped pass, turnover, you know, whatever, right? Bad snap. Did I say bad snap twice? You can talk yourself out of running that play, and they just went ahead and ran it. It was just right as rain. Bing, knocks, quick, easy, few yards, bang, out of bounds. Thank you. We'll kick our field goal. Really impressive.
Here's Matt with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just wanted to sing the praises of Matt Milano for a second. I think he's the best player on the field defensively. He just brings so much to their game. That fourth down play where he stopped Heineke, man, that looked like Luke Kuechly to me. And it was just great seeing that play, just how he kind of hovered around and then just waited and then went to tackle. And that was my favorite game play of the game, probably. I just have a quick question. So if you know you have – you know, not like the Kansas City Chiefs coming up next week. If you're Sean McDermott or the coaching staff, would you consider putting a guy like Milano with some injury concerns in the past on like a pitch count and maybe putting Klein in there a little more often? Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. I think you can do that if you get ahead. But I wouldn't expect this team or really any other team to play games. You know, maybe it's something we will see more often in the future, but NFL is all about, like, any given Sunday, they would talk about how that could be a bad look to the rest of the team. You know, if they get a lead, of course those guys come out. Maybe Trubisky will score as many fantasy points as Justin Fields again, playing in garbage time for the Bills. I don't know. But would they bench somebody to rest him for more important games? Never, ever.
Not in week 4. No.
Not in week four.
That's end of season stuff. And but, I mean, I echo what the caller said. Like, Milano has been a stick of dynamite so far this year. I mean, he has been really nice. So, but, you know, here's to that continuing. He's really been all over the field.
We'll have Eric Wood next. Just a quick note that the Sabres play three games this week. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday nights. All 7 o'clock games, I believe. Tomorrow at Columbus, Thursday at Detroit, Friday Pittsburgh. And so, here we go. The hockey season is coming. Preseason hockey tomorrow night on WGR with the preseason opener, Sabres and Blue Jackets. We'll go to Brian Koziol at about 6:45, I was told. That's the plan for these games here coming up this week. All right, Eric Wood after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.